This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
All right, final hour of the day, final hour of the week. If you want to get in and talk, we're just about 2 hours away from Sacramento Kings basketball. I did my math wrong earlier getting ready for the show. I was thinking, man, we might get the starting lineup during the show, but we won't. It's a 5 o'clock start, which means we probably won't get the starting lineup until 4:30. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what that starting lineup looks like. If you're not following our man Chris Biederman over at the Sacramento Bee, go do that now, because Chris is actually in Minnesota. He's with the team. I assume he's with this team on the entire road trip. So go follow him there. And, you know, maybe if he gets the starting lineup before 4:30, we'll have it. Or if someone leaks to him, hey, we're making some changes, it'll be something to look out for. We were talking during the commercial break. Optimistic Lane asked a question on YouTube. That's youtube.com/ESPN1320. We don't have a text line on this show because we use the Chatty House as our text line. So anytime you want to send some thoughts, doing it on Twitter, YouTube, or Twitch is the best way to do it. And he asked if, they asked if Domas deserves a pass because, like, he's injured. We know that he's injured. He's out there gutting through some performances. Does he deserve a pass for maybe some efforts that appear to be lackadaisical? He's regularly grabbing his ribs. He's regularly showing that he's in pain. And I understand that. And we have never, ever, ever once questioned Domantas Sabonis' toughness. Matter of fact, Casey said just a couple of days ago when Domas missed a game, you know he's really hurt if he's missing a game. And my issue tends to be more like, broader picture, it tends to call back onto some things that happened last season and the season before. I just get really frustrated with his attitude sometimes. I think Domantas Sabonis has a bad attitude. Let me rephrase that, because I didn't like it when people did that with DeMarcus. DeMarcus obviously regularly played with a level of frustration, and I think the similarities are there. DeMarcus got beat up a lot. I think there's a reason big men always lead the league in technical fouls, right? They get beat up a lot. They don't get the benefit of the whistle the way that a lot of guards do. But Domas does a lot of demonstrative things that Boogie used to get killed for, mm-hmm. and he never gets called out for it, and it bothers me. We always go back, and I'm not trying to pick a bad moment in Domas's career and just continuously bring it up. But it's an example of what I'm talking about, and it's the Dallas example. It's the play-in game. There's a four possession stretch where he is a disaster and nearly single-handedly ends the game for Sacramento. And I don't know that he looks at any of what happened as his fault. He had a turnover and two missed shots. And each time, he kind of threw his hands up like he was mad at somebody, whether it was an official or a teammate. And those are the things that Domas doesn't get the benefit of the doubt for me for. He's hurt. He's playing through it. If it's too much and you can't put forth the match, just sit. Like, you're not, it's clear you're not helping. So I admire your toughness, but if it really is that big of an issue, sit.
Right.
That's not my issue with him. My issue with him is the, oh, hey, hands up, where it's like you don't know if he's flustered by a teammate or if he's flustered by an official. V. Hill said, one says, D-Lo going to die on this hill. You're goddamn right I am. I will die here until I see something different. Because that's what I'm seeing from him.
Yeah,
and if y'all see something different, salute. That's just what I see.
He's done it since he got here. And there are some times when I like it. There's some times when I don't. There are some times when it's warranted, you know, him getting on a teammate or something like that. There's some times when I feel like it's not warranted. It's like, hey, like you talked about in the playing game, you're the one that picked up your dribble and didn't have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your fault. I also think, like, when the body language is bad, the body language is just bad. It doesn't, like, when Boogie had bad body language sometimes. It wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys know I love DeMarcus Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. That's my dog. But sometimes his body language was a problem. If I was coaching him or advising him, I'd be like, that's not a good look. Don't do that. And that's the same feeling I had for him. Absolutely the same feeling I have for Domas. Body language got to be better. And James talks about, like, that first play of the Hawks game where somebody just drives to the lane, through the lane like that. Yeah, there's the guy at the point of attack, you know, the first guy, got to do a better job defensively. But when you get to the second line of defense, like, there's no resistance there either. Like, what are you doing as well, Domas? Yeah. Like, all right, the guy
no
got
one's
by
scared
him
to go to the basket against you.
The guy got by him. Cool. Should they have or should they not have? That's a whole other discussion. But it happened. What are we going to do now that it happened? We're going to just let him keep going to the basket? We're not going to have any resistance? We're not going to step up and do our job, which in that case, our job is to stop the ball. Once I stop the ball, somebody else is supposed to get my guy. So this whole, I got to defend two guys. Some point, you got to stop the ball first. And you got to trust that your teammates are going to do what they do to help you out. And if they don't, that's their fault, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear that, it's just a lot of passes. And I'm with you. He's tough as nails, tougher than a $2 steak. We know he's playing through some discomfort. But no, it's not a pass that he gets. Nobody outside of Russ and Malik. Those are the two guys that I've watched over the course of this week, and I haven't felt like they've cheated the team, the fans, anything.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have always made the right decision. That's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like bad shot selection or turnover or something like that. No, they haven't always made the right, but I never felt like they were dogging it, complaining about what was going on, having their shoulder slump because things were, those two, I don't feel like I've seen that from them.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones, no, they don't get no pass from that because I feel like I've seen that from them, and that's unacceptable.
You talked about demonstrative reactions that you, like, sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't. Since we're playing the hits here and we mentioned the Dallas stretch, I'll mention the Christmas Wizards game that we talked about the other day. Come on, let's go. When it looked like the team was dead against a bad Washington Wizards team, he's looking at everyone on the floor going, let's go. I can appreciate that. If you're grabbing someone, hey, get over here. Everyone, hey, in here. We need to A, B, C, D. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Like, if we go to commercial and I'm like, hey, Kenny, we gotta tighten this up, man. We got too lazy on that last one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in the middle of talking and you flub something and I do that, what's that look like?
Right. Right.
Like you don't even know what I'm reacting to. Right? So there is a difference between like leading. Like Domas can lead. And excuse making or passive aggressive reactions or frustrated reactions to something. There's a big difference in if every game, if he did it 50 times on Wednesday, I'd never question Domas. Mm-hmm. If he, hey, let's go. If he did that, they're down 44 and Domas is still grabbing people like, let's go. I'll respect that. And I get there's a point where it's just like, this is worthless. Mm-hmm. I absolutely understand that. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he just doesn't do that. And I always point to the Washington game because I feel like there's only a handful of games where we've seen him do that. Mm-hmm. We saw him do it throughout the entire Warriors series, even after what happened with him and Draymond. He was still like, hey, let's go, let's go. He did it in game 5 when we were sitting at six. When we were at the restaurant, mm-hmm. He did it then. I just wish he would do that type of leadership more and not the hands up looking like, I mean, to me, that's no better than watching what DeMar did on Wednesday.
My concern with Domas is if the, in particular, the offense, if the offense is being ran a certain way, i.e. through him, and he's getting the touches and everything's going on, he's locked in to what needs to be done to make that successful and, you know, make that the best way, the best offense it can be. He's all the way locked in and engaged. If it's not ran that way, it doesn't feel like he's as engaged. And it comes off. I'm not saying this is the case, but it comes off as, like, let's just say Dennis is controlling the ball or DeMar is controlling the ball more throughout a quarter. It feels like he's more worried about the fact that it's not being ran through him as opposed to figuring out how to make that work. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
Like, you're more worried about the fact, regardless if it's working or not, not running the offense the right way. One of the first times we saw Domas had a problem. Whether he was right or wrong or indifferent, I don't know that. But the first time, he was mad because they was running a different offense.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That was
told Jake Gaden to go straight to hell.
Five
and
games.
That's how we'll always
season.
Tell that story. What'd you guys talk about? It's none of your goddamn business, Jake Gaden.
But it's sometimes, even if the offense or something isn't run to the way that you want it to be ran or ran through you, this is what's going on. This is the offense that's being ran. You've got to figure out how to make that as successful as possible. And maybe Domas is giving all he can to it. I don't know, but it feels like a lot of the times he's caught up in the fact or he's frustrated in the fact that things aren't being ran through him. So he's not locked into just trying to make that new offense work.
Yeah.
Just an observation.
He's a really good basketball player, man. I just don't know what he needs. I don't know. Like, does he need the perfect starting lineup? Like, maybe he's miscast. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just a completely different experience without Mike Brown. Maybe it's a completely different experience without De'Aaron Fox.
I mean, it is 100% being, in my opinion, being miscast, and heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Sure.
When you're looked at as being the guy and the leader and the best player, regardless of what we think he is around the NBA as far as like, oh, third best player, whatever, In Sacramento, he needs to be the first or second best player on the team. This is what I always talk about with guys around the league, talk about it with James, and the difference in the weight of being the best player on the team. And they need you to, they expect you to do, to have a certain level of production every single night, as opposed to, oh, sometimes I can go 25 and not I have 15 and it's cool. No, when you're expected to be the guy, it's different. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he is miscast. He's looked at as being like, yeah, we need you to be the best player on the team. Yeah, he's not that. If Domas was, once again, the third best player on the team, like, we wouldn't even, I don't even think we'd be having these conversations about his demonstrative nature and some of the things he does. We wouldn't even be talking about it. Because he's the third best player on the team. Like, the other two guys are handling the heavy lifting. But yeah, the microscope gets crazy when you're supposed to be him. Mm-hmm. And that's before we even talk about the money you're making.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the thing.
If you were making $22 million and you were the third best player on the team, it'd be a lot of the stuff you do is cute.
It's like, you're making 45. No one wants to hear about, oh, Kevin Herter hit shots that series. It's like, nope. You got to go out and get 25 to 30 in that series. That's just the way it goes.
Yep.
If the other guys aren't shooting, they're not doing their job, you better step up if you're a top two guy.
I wonder how many guys thought on Wednesday night when they either saw or heard Coach's response, just thought, you talking about me?
Because
if there is more guys who thought that than not, man, Doug just wasted a whole lot of energy. He wasted a whole lot of energy.
Well, I was like, what if they heard it, but also, like, I'm only here for a couple years or whatever. Like, people can hear it, but also, like, just that's a matter of whether you want to buy into it or not. Whether you want to, like, let it affect him, like, all right, I need to play harder next game.
The killer, how it should be, two ways that it should be going in that situation. Number one, even if you don't think he's talking to you, how do I reach the guys that he is talking to? Like, if I'm Sabonis, we'll just use him as an example. Now, I know I bust my ass. I know he's not talking about me, but that's not enough right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do I reach? I'm just throwing out a name. I'm not accusing this guy. How do I reach Dennis Schroeder? How do I?
See, and that's the tough part.
He's not talking about me, but how do I get to Schroeder and make sure, get him right? Make sure he's on the same page. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes guys are just perpetually upset and you can't do nothing about it. But that should be the mindset of the leaders in your room. Even if, like I said, he ain't talking about me, but I gotta figure this out because, you know, this is my team. I'm a leader. I gotta figure this out with my guys. The other aspect is maybe he is talking to you. And hopefully that's a wake-up call to be like, you know what? It's the Kings. I'm leaving Sacramento in a couple months. I get that, but damn, I am a little embarrassed. I'm
That's why I'm wearing this sweatsuit today, the DeMontis Sabonis wake-up call. That's why this is it. No, the Sacramento Kings wake-up call.
They need a wake-up
That's
call.
What this isn't Katie's show. This is the Kings show. This is the wake-up call.
I mean, you could be like, yeah. Sure, I don't have a future here, but I don't want people looking at me like a joke. Like, I don't want, and I'm not talking about media or fans. I'm talking about my peers, the people around the league. People coming in, oh, we got DeMar DeRozan and the Kings, and that's an easy win. I don't want people looking at me that way.
Yeah.
And those are the two ways that should have went down. Or the third way would be like, damn, he was talking to me. I need to step my game up.
You know what really shook me up a little bit was when math really shook me up.
It does that.
That common core math or whatever they call it. That got me.
I bow out of that one.
The +8 in the three wins. Mm. I was like, man, because it brought, you know, Doug has probably had one too many press conference moments this year. Despite the fact we're here, we're locked in, we get the entire context to all of it. Mm-hmm. But the 4-0, but we're not ready line, or I think it was 4-0.
Yeah.
Like, man, y'all could be 0-11. they're 0-12 or whatever it is. Yeah, jeez. I mean, plus 8. You beat Utah by 1, and Domas is the reason why. Like, you beat Utah by 1.
Yep.
You had a hell of a game against Milwaukee to just grasp on to that win. And you won a very, very bizarre Wednesday night game against the Golden State Warriors. Bizarre in the sense that Zach didn't play. I think Domas was out that one. Steph was out that one. Jimmy was out that one. It was just an odd-looking group of individuals on the floor at various moments throughout the game. It's like, man, those are your three wins. Whew. Man. So you think about tonight and the response and, you know, what does this team do? And I don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
I just don't know. I haven't seen enough to feel confident that they have what it takes to respond to Doug Christie's words or just that last week. Like, I don't know if this group can do that. I don't know about Zach LaVine. I don't know if he can respond to something like that. I don't know about Domas. DeMar, I feel like I know, but Jesse's point, like, how invested is he? How much does he care? Dennis Schroeder, I don't know. How much are you? How invested is he? How much does he care? I don't know.
I feel like there is a... I almost said something I don't even believe.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's an alternative theory, alternative to all of this, and it's that they're just playing bad. That can't be possible, because it wouldn't be playing bad. They just flat out suck. Like, we're talking 31 point losses, we're talking 33 point losses, 27 point losses, 14 point loss. Like, that 14 point loss is essentially a single quarter.
That's
the one I'll give them. Denver, you can nuggets, have.
Yeah.
Denver, you can have. That's a basketball game.
Right.
It got away from you. It's fine. That's a good basketball team. One of the best in the league. One of the best in the conference. I'll give you that one. The other three, you can't have those. No. Especially because Minnesota, especially at that time, wasn't it?
Right.
They're starting to put things together right now.
And we've said it for 2 days, but that is what has bothered me the most, is getting your ass beat the way you have been. That's the issue. The losing, I would fully believe it. It's not like performative at all. If they would have just lost these games to the Thunder and to the Timberwolves and to the Hawks, I would have been frustrated like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have came back here and said, you know what, they're not that far away. Like, I see them working. Get Keegan back. Get, like, it's not the losses. It's the non-competitive nature.
Yeah.
That is ringing crazy alarms for me. Like, oh, you guys just don't care. You guys just really don't care. First sign of adversity, you guys pack up and get up out of there. Hmm.
Which they hadn't done prior to that OKC game. The OKC game was kind of like, all right, they had their first truly bad game of the season. Obviously, their record wasn't great, but it was like they had their first truly bad game of the season.
We were ready to give them that game. Like,
right.
Hey, I think Sabonis and LaVine didn't play.
In the Thunder game? I think Sabonis didn't play. LaVine did.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But we were like, hey.
He did not. He absolutely did not.
You know, it's the world champs.
That was the Dennis
before. Yeah. So now we were ready to give you that one.
And that was a Friday. It was the in-season tournament. And we talked on Monday. That was whatever. It was the Sunday game that got us. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you got your ass kicked again.
Yep.
At home by Minnesota. All right. Mm-hmm. And that was just the beginning of the ass whoopings.
Well, we're going to find out in the next few days, next week or so. You hear this saying a lot in sports. This team's trying to tell us something. Mm. What are the Kings trying to tell us?
Mm.
They're talking to us. Or maybe they haven't talked to us yet. And they're going to talk to us in the next week or so. Be like, no, we are a tough team. Mm. Or we'll look back this past week, like, yo, they were talking to tell us they were done. Hey, no mas. Mm-hmm. Bunch of guys don't want to be here no more. We don't want to do this no more. Let me out, though. They don't want nothing to do with this no more. They're trying to talk to us. We'll see which team is showing up in the next.
What's the quote? When someone shows you who they are, believe them. I feel like it's Maya Angelou, but I could absolutely be making that up.
Could be.
Did you ever hear the story about how Maya Angelou made Tupac cry?
On the set of Poetic Justice?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't hear it, but I assume that's what it was.
Yeah, it was on the set of Poetic Justice. Yeah. She said, boy, what's wrong with you? Do you know that people like look up to you and care about who you are? They said he was flubbing lines. He was smoking too much. He was drinking. And Maya Angelou went into his trailer and was like, man, do you know how many people like love you and care about you? Do you know what? You were one of the smartest people I ever met. Do you know what type of influence you could have on this country? They said Pac just broke down and started crying.
Man.
Stopped smoking and drinking the rest of the set, and the rest of the movie went off without a hitch.
We need more Maya Angelous. Where do Maya Angelous at nowadays, man?
Well, we don't have Maya, but we got Dusty Baker, man. And if you need something to help you get through tonight's Kings game, a bottle of Baker Family Wine won't hurt, man. Head over to if you're in the Granite Bay, Roseville, Rockland area, you can head over to one of the Nuggets right there. They got one they got Baker Family Wines at the Nugget in Elk Grove as well. Select Raley's Bel Air locations. Grab you a bottle of that rosé. If you can find the 755 cab, any of the dark red cabs are really good, or the rosé. All of their wines are good. They all depend on your taste. But the rosés, we were talking about approval ratings earlier, 100%. 755, 100%. Those ones have the best rankings of all of the wines that we have had so far. So you can join Dusty's Clubhouse over at Baker Family Wines. And remember.
Hello, this is Dusty Baker. Welcome to the family.
Our man Dusty Baker right there. We'll come back with more. We'll wrap this week up here. And I got a question for all of you. What players do you want on this Sacramento Kings team next year? We'll dive into that. Stephen with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, we're about 90 minutes from game time, and our brother Chris Haynes has brought us our first piece of information about the Sacramento Kings in Minnesota tonight. Chris Haynes reports that the Sacramento Kings will, in fact, be inserting Russell Westbrook into the starting lineup and move Dennis Schroeder to the second unit. Now I'm going to read this tweet verbatim, and you tell me what this says to you. Sacramento Kings will insert Russell Westbrook into the starting lineup and move Dennis Schroeder to the second unit beginning tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves, league sources tell me. Does the verbiage of that say anything to you?
One more time.
Sacramento Kings will insert Russell Westbrook into the starting lineup and move Dennis Schroeder to the second unit beginning tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves, league sources tell me.
No, I was trying to catch something. I didn't catch it.
This is a move they're planning to be permanent.
This isn't a
one game move to shake things up. Like, they're changing their starting point guard.
Yeah, that's
their starting point guard. The Sacramento Kings starting point guard is Russell Westbrook.
That's what I thought too with the announcement. Just the announcement in general. Like, it's kind of wonky right now.
They're making it some change. Now, always thought this was the easiest one. Like, it was kind of, if you want to make a change, you can, and it'll be pretty easy. Russell and Dennis is kind of an easy swap. Russ has been killing it. Dennis is not. He's been struggling. Maybe he'll play better with the second unit. Who knows? Is there another change ahead? Is that the lone change to the starting lineup? Do you only change one thing to see how the rest of the team responds? I'm not sure. You know, there's a line of thinking where if you're trying to improve something, change one thing, see the response, and then adjust accordingly. Whereas if you change too many things at once, you can't really pinpoint what worked. The change may have worked, but you're not sure. Was it this thing that I did? Was it this thing that I did? Was it this thing? I changed everything at once, so I'm not sure. Maybe the thought is, all right, let's make this change and see how the group responds when they play Minnesota tonight. If it doesn't go the way we want, maybe we make another change in the lineup when we take on the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe so. Hearing this news and seeing how it, shout out to the Russ Hive, because I remember when he was signed, I saw a bunch of tweets from the Russ Hive, like, he'll be starting soon. I'm like, all right, I like Russ too. Settle down. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's on the team. Mm-hmm. Relax. No, 13 games in.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting.
He's been great.
He has been great.
Does Scott Perry get a strike for this one?
No, he does. I was thinking about that too. This is a bad look. This is a bad look.
12 games into the season, it seemed like Schroeder was the, I mean, it's Dennis Schroeder, so let's just be real there. So, like, he's not the greatest free agent, but, like, that was kind of the one that they wanted. Heard rumors of them potentially wanting to move off from the league just so they could make the money work or something like that. And it's just kind of like, all right, now he's not the starting point guard.
For a guy that you got off the street, basically.
Yeah, no, Russell Westbrook got here about a week or two before the season started.
That's a bad look for Scott.
I heard, obviously, I've heard a lot of things as it pertains. We've heard a lot of things as it pertains to Russ. One thing I heard very, very, very recently was they went really hard on Dennis because they weren't sure they could get Russ. This is going back to the beginning of free agency. That is not what I heard. But again, maybe Russ didn't want to sign immediately. Maybe this was the old football gimmick where Russ didn't want to do a training camp.
Yeah.
I
didn't need one.
Apparently not. Like, apparently not. And maybe that's why they went so hard at Dennis, was because they weren't sure if they could get Russell Westbrook, and they didn't want to go into this season without a point guard. It's not a shot at Dennis. I believe that they had genuine, they wanted Dennis Schroeder. Like, that was of interest. I also think it clear they needed 2 point guards this year. They wanted 2 point guards this offseason. And I wonder if the paycheck for Dennis was, there might have been other teams interested in him, particularly the one he was playing for.
Yeah.
And it was like, we
get him out of there.
We got to get it. We've got to get our point guard. And if Russ decides he doesn't want to play, we're starting the season without a point guard again. Yeah. And we can't do that. But either way, yeah, it's probably a tough look for Scott.
Yeah.
It's a tough look.
And it's also one of those things, I'm a big believer of, you know, if Russ does well as the starting point guard and this, to a certain degree, unlocks Dennis Schroeder and he plays well as a bench guy, yeah, the money's a little mismatched. Like, you don't want that. But if you got both guys eventually playing good basketball, that's how you could salvage it and not be this crazy decision to sign Dennis Schroeder. Because if they're both playing good, you're getting production from the point guard position, that's kind of what I'm looking at. But if Dennis continues to play this way and he's been benched, yeah, that's a bad look. That is a bad, bad look.
Doug Christie told Chris Biederman, I'm sure he's speaking to whatever media is available for there in Minnesota right now, that Domantas Sabonis and Malik Monk are trending in the right direction in terms of playing tonight. They're still listed as questionable. Both of them, again, this is great to have our man Chris Biederman out there in Minnesota. Both of them participated fully in shoot around today. So the Kings could have as close to a full complement of players as they can possibly have.
Hallelujah.
Without Keegan Murray, obviously, tonight against Minnesota.
Did you, random, but did you see that court? Come on.
Minnesota's?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan.
Come on.
You know, I did like Minnesota's remix jerseys. They almost always do something for Prince.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
They don't miss.
They got the highlighter court, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what point in the meeting do you like, no, this is dumb?
Well, no. So you know what I wondered? At what point does the NBA go, oh, God, absolutely
like,
not?
This is like, well, yeah, it's common sense. Like, this is going to look awful. Like, this is not... It's horrible. I don't know what to say.
They had videos of the court reflecting off of players' heads. Like, it was the court was so bright that once the guys started to sweat, their skin tone looked like it changed color because the court is hitting the, you know, you've got the lights and you've got the sweat.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they have this almost like thriller zombie look to their skin tone. Like, what are y'all doing?
There's a Jaylen Brown joke in there somewhere.
Right, are those videos real?
Oh,
is he
real.
Is that really happening?
I played the fifth.
Oh, it's true.
Oh,
it's
man.
Damn true.
Oh.
People getting swiped left and right with
Jaylen. Can't Brown. Even guard Jaylen Brown without getting a stain.
Hey.
I'm not going to lie. If I was guarding Jaylen Brown, like, he ducks down
that's
and like,
it.
I got a black spot on my jersey, like, what the hell?
No, you know what I do? I'd be guarding him, and I'd see if I could wipe it off. It's like, hey, see what happens? Of course, I wouldn't have mine in, so he can't get me back. But, yeah, man.
Oh, man, Jaylen.
Well, see, Donovan says, this is a Carlos Boozer fever dream. No, the hair enhancements have, evolved since that very,
Boozer,
very famous
Boozer
Carlos Boozer
crazy.
Mishap.
I'm surprised we didn't see Boozer's hair dripping down his face. Like,
well,
like
poor
it's a sting
Boozer,
mask or something.
Poor Boozer trying to keep himself from sweating is like dabbing his head because he can't wipe.
That
he
was
can't
crazy.
Wipe his head anymore.
Didn't Boozer, what is I dreaming this or what? He talked about that, right?
Yeah.
He had a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
But he was,
You think he knew it was awful, like the moment, like, oh, like he saw it in the mirror?
Oh, no, I don't think he, no,
he was
no,
like,
no.
Oh, this,
no,
is, this is sick.
Because if I think he thought he cooked.
I'm looking,
I think
at the
he thought he cooked.
Right,
can you imagine
now
that moment when you just walk right into the locker room for the first time? Like, I've got to imagine they're
see,
all making fun of him.
That's where his teammates failed him. It's like, how come no one said to him, hey,
go wash that off.
Hey, bro, go wash that off. Don't go out there like that.
Oh, man.
Well, you're Carlos Boozer. You probably made a lot of money in your career at that point. Ego probably plays into this. You're like, no, I'm Carlos Boozer. Whatever. You guys aren't going to say nothing to me.
You know, I'm looking at the picture right now. This is just, come on. Come on, Los. Come on. And what's really frustrating, though, I need to look at this a little bit more, is this is almost like Bigfoot. They only have this one picture.
It's the top of the head, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, he was there the whole game. Let me see what it was looking like the whole game.
It's like when Jordan Crawford dunked on LeBron.
Scrubbed from the internet.
Yep.
Because actually, so I see video, and actually, it doesn't look bad.
It's the same picture every time.
Yeah, the picture is awful. But
the
video in
video?
The game,
yeah,
is regular. It's not that bad. But, yeah. Yeah. It's an all-timer.
Carlos Boozer. So you go to YouTube, you type in Carlos Boozer, and then the search engine brings up punch, interview, hair. And then Prince. Did you ever hear the Carlos Boozer Prince story?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's amazing. He tells the story about how...
did he rent out his house?
Yeah. Okay.
How he
rented out his house to Prince. And he came back, and like the whole house was purple.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get a hold of Prince. He's like, yo, what is this? He's like, oh, man, don't worry. I have it back to normal. And then he leaves and comes back, and the house is exactly as he left. It was just completely back to normal.
I do remember that one. Boo's got a little bit of a bad rap because they only shut out one picture all the time. The actual day in the game isn't as bad as that picture.
So I found it being discussed here on Highly Questionable.
See, that's not that bad. I mean, he did have a baldy and somehow came up with a Caesar.
So if he wasn't playing basketball, it wouldn't be that bad.
No.
If he wasn't playing basketball, it wouldn't be that bad. Maybe, is that all they show?
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's not that
bad.
That's not that
but
bad.
But from the top angle, it looks like the stuff that they used to pour on the street or whatever to cover the pothole.
Now, look, if you compare that to the one still photo they show,
the one still
photo's crazy. That looks
a little normal.
That's the same game.
See, but if he's at the club, it's not that bad.
If he's at the club, we don't know that you have a bald head because we see you every night in the NBA.
Wait, does Carlos Boozer have hair?
Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm going to ask the question now. I'm going to ask the question.
Okay.
Is Jaylen Brown's worse?
No.
Jaylen, what? Jaylen Brown, I think Jaylen's just using it for the line of his braids.
Jaylen's got the Damian Barley.
Yeah, he's just using it right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Jaylen's using too much, but.
Bulls wasn't smearing everybody else that he came in contact with.
This was early. I don't. I was like, hey, Bulls, what's on your head?
Well, yeah, Donovan's got right here. Like, Boozer went from bald to just, he's got hair.
That's the crazy part. That is the crazy part. See, look, it don't look bad.
You're right.
Put it on his eyebrows, too?
I think he did it on his beard. That's what I was looking at earlier. I think he did it on his beard.
Carlos Boozer with a historically great beard. Like, he's a good beard guy.
Did not think
he is, but I think he's enhancing his beard now.
Oh, for sure.
He has strong beard enhancements.
Yeah, he's got.
Are you going to use enhancements?
I've thought about it, but I don't think so. I don't think so, especially if I get like right now, I'm getting like the gray streak.
Mm-hmm.
If I get that, I'll leave that all day. That's dope.
You going like right down the middle?
That's dope. The Pepe Le Pew.
Can you imagine if Kenny did the Carlos Boozer one day?
On his head?
Yeah, like just pulled out and say, hey, guys.
You couldn't. Nah, see, I don't think.
And he's not even saying what happened. He says, just another day at the office, huh, fellas? And I'm just like, what the hell?
One day, I'm not going to lie to you. One day, I'm going to come through with the carpet. I'm going to come through with the carpet joint. I thought about it. I don't really need to. Like, I'm fine with what it is, but it's like it's there. Why not try it? If somebody knows how to do it, why not try and see what it looks like? One day, I will. You'll never know.
What do you mean I'll never know?
No, I'm saying though, there won't be any.
Oh, no warning.
Yeah, no warning. I'll just come through with a fade.
Yeah, and then I'll show up with no beard one day.
There is no chance you're doing
that. I don't think I can do it.
And you're a married man now. Crystal will. I think before you were married,
I did it once. And she's like, you should try it or whatever. I did it. She hated it. It was bad. It's like, what'd you make me get a haircut for then?
You had to move out until it grew back.
No, it was bad.
Yeah, I got the same response. It was a long time ago, but same response.
Yeah, it's been years.
Didn't you cut it too short like a year ago on accident?
Yeah,
and Jazz was like, hey, man, why don't you go stay in the guest room till?
It didn't look right. Wasn't feeling it. But now one day I'm going to come with the.
I thought that video was
with the
fake.
Piece. That's what it is. That's what they call it. With the full piece.
I absolutely thought the Jaylen Brown video was fake.
No, it's real.
When he did that and it just that spot across the jersey, I was
it's happened to multiple
man.
People. He's a serial offender at
the
this
Knicks,
point.
The Knicks, the Wizards.
Yeah.
There's another team.
Well, the dude on the Wizards was like, yo.
You see that?
He's almost looking at the official like he found me.
They played the Sixers the other day, and there's a video of the Sixers mascot walking past Jaylen Brown, but like just kind of like walking, like just staying away from him so he don't get dirty or anything like that.
Oh man, that's crazy.
So yeah, what Kings do you guys want to keep on the team next
season? Oh man. Hey, hold on. I just want to make Kenny's point. That's a great beard.
Yeah, man,
like, Boozer's beard is
Boozer
fire.
Had a great beard.
He's telling the Prince story right here. His beard's fire.
Fantastic. Me and Kenny's biggest win is getting you to join the beard gang.
That is, yeah.
You were a non-believer at first.
I said, nah, man, just let it rock, bro. Let it rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good look.
I like it. I don't think I can. I do think I have a limit, though. Like, I don't think I can grow it as long as you're.
No, you can't do me and Kenny.
I think it's like, no, this is it. Like, it's enough to. You can see clink tight, like it's enough.
One of the frustrations I have
look older.
That guys like Boozer don't have is like in here, I can't grow the in here. Like it doesn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
And Boozer gets like the whole under the lip joint, mm-hmm. like yeah, not happening. So mm-hmm. I just stick with my little, you know, my little goatee type look there. Couldn't do it.
All right.
You want to talk Kings or you want to talk 49ers?
Oh, how was work today? Oh, it was great, sweetie. We talked about Carlos Boozer's beard for 20 minutes.
We talked about air enhancements rubbing off on jerseys.
Yeah, like, what did you do?
What did you do?
Save lives today?
What'd you do? Save a terminally ill kid or something? Ooh, give you a metal crystal.
Because my boy is back.
Brock is back.
My
yeah.
boy is back.
Well,
and my
actually,
boy Slick
I was going to say your
too.
Boys.
Yeah, because my boy Slick Rick.
Back.
That's my boy Slick Rick. Somebody called.
What we call him? White Boy Rick?
Somebody called him Caucasian Odell Beckham.
Oh. Wait, why? Who started that?
It was just some Twitter stuff.
Caucasian Odell. No.
Caucasian
no.
Odell Beckham.
Oh. No, you can't have either one.
But yeah, he's back too. This is the start of the run. I need four of the next five at least. You get into the playoffs, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. Somebody said
you
this
have...
week is the smallest injury report the Niners have had all year.
That's tough.
That might not be counting the guys who are on IR already, but
sure. Yeah. I'm sure it doesn't. Like no new names. Domantas Sabonis and Malik Monk both officially available for the game tonight.
Okay.
So much like the San Francisco 49ers, maybe this is the smallest injury report that the Sacramento Kings have had all year long with only Keegan Murray out.
I'll take it.
I was trying to decide whether we go back to the 49ers or the Kings.
We go to the Kings. I mean, the Kings are about to play.
Yeah,
we know what it is with the Niners.
Russell Westbrook is in the starting lineup for those just tuning in. Dennis Schroeder is out. I'm guessing because that information was put out there.
Out of the starting lineup.
Sorry. You're right. My bad. Dennis Schroeder will be coming off the bench tonight.
Yeah.
And it appears Dennis Schroeder will be coming off the bench moving forward. And Russell Westbrook is your new starting point guard.
I hate the place that I'm in with these Kings right now. I really do. Because I can't even trust their effort. Like, if they were to play a good game today and mm-hmm. lose, I can't even look at, like, how they're working. Because
mm-hmm.
I hate the place that I'm in with them right now.
It's like when
you discipline your kid.
I think most people will... I think most people feel that way. Close game, close loss, close win. I think everyone's reaction is pretty much the same. The only thing that I think would change Kings fans' reaction to a win tonight or a close game is if it starts poorly and Doug gets upset or Doug doesn't like what he sees. I mean, I say he gets upset. He doesn't like what he sees. And Keon enters, Neek enters, and you get a combination of those guys with maybe Malik, maybe a little Drew Eubanks, maybe Domas, you know, plays solid, but we see a more limited version of DeMar, maybe a more limited version of Zach, and we see some of those names that I just mentioned getting 30-ish minutes. Mm-hmm. Win or lose, close game, that might change Kings fans' feelings. It's like, okay, because I do think there are a lot of fans who are at the point, and I think some started the season here. Fine. If that's what we get on a night-to-night basis from that group, don't play the other guys anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think there will be people genuinely excited to see. I think it will have a shelf life. But those guys playing 30-plus minutes a game and being competitive.
Yeah.
And there'll be games where they're not, but we're getting that with the current lineup anyway, so what's it matter?
Yep.
That's the only thing that I think could get Kings fans excited.
Yeah. I hope when we come back on Monday, I'm in a better place with the Kings.
Well, I hope we have a Kenny Caraway great Sunday.
I need a perfect Sunday.
Because We've got, we got another component to that. We got Minnesota. We've got San Antonio Sunday. We've got 49ers and Cardinals, and we've got Sac State men's basketball.
That's right. Sac State men's basketball tonight, too. Mm. The Causeway Classic, the basketball version of it. So, Stingers up. Let's go.
We also got the last home game for the football team on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot going on this weekend, man. And we got Everybody a Ty Dolla sign.
Everybody lost last weekend. You guys owe me.
Yes, because this is all about
Sac State football one. But
it's all about Kenny. It's all about Kenny and nobody else. Jesse's telling us to end the show. We appreciate you for being with us. Have a great weekend, and we will see you here Monday beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.